for just one corporate job, only 4 to 6 people will get an interview for every 250 that go in as far as resumes go. That's crazy just to even get a shot. Those are not good odds. The fact is, you need a real person advocating to a real employer that has a real job. And that's where Express Employment Professionals come in. Express is your local resource to help you get a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. That's 18,000 jobs that need to be filled right now. Find your nearest office at expresspros.com. And Express never charges a job seeker to help find employment. Your locally owned Express office can connect you with available jobs in your community. On expresspros.com, you'll find jobs in manufacturing, accounting, customer service, information technology. Visit the nearest Express office today to speak with hiring professionals connected to the available jobs in your community. Visit expresspros.com to find a location near you. Expresspros.com.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Amy wants me to move in by her. Do you guys know this yet?
No.
Oh, hold on.
What?
Good morning. Welcome to it. Hold on. I'm sorry. Amy and I were just talking in my room. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right. Welcome to Tuesday's show.
Okay. What were you saying?
There's a house by Amy's and she's like, you should come over and move in the house over here.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Like, I'm not super attached to the house I live in now because I had to find it quick. Remember yesterday when there were squatters at the house?
Yes.
Supposedly at my condo. What happened? My condo flooded and it was like, I got to go find somewhere to live super quick. So I found another house, and I like it, but I don't love it. And there's a house near Amy, and she was like, hey, come over to my house. I was like, okay. She goes, let's go look at this other house.
It's perfect. I've written all over it.
What does that mean?
Just everything, all the things you would need. And like a big
bedroom?
Yard for my kids.
Yeah, there's like a big yard.
It's amazing. Oh, okay. And they can go run over and play at Uncle Bobby's. It'd be so cute.
Huh.
They're going to be like 24 by the time they get here.
Right?
They're going to park their cars over
really
my house.
Funny.
So
what are you thinking?
No, I think somebody put a contract on
it. That doesn't matter.
It.
Contracts fall through all the time.
So I'm thinking about going to look at it today, but I just know if I move near Amy. Like,
goodness.
I enjoy Amy more than any of you people in this room.
Yeah.
You know? Amy and I are closer than any of you guys. But, I mean,
that's a lot of Amy.
It's a lot of Amy.
Yeah.
She can walk over.
I walk by this house every day anyways.
And you know she's going to be there every minute of the day.
No.
Oh, yeah.
What? Y'all act like I don't have other things going on. I will be there every minute.
I would get invited to all the parties, though.
Oh, that's true.
Finally.
About time.
No, you're going to be hosting the parties with that house.
Okay, so, oh, boy. I'm going to go look at it today, I think. But there's a contract on it, which means somebody already kind of has dibs on it.
Yeah.
But when Amy made me go look at it, there wasn't one on it.
What you need to do is put in a bid higher.
I'm not doing that. I don't even care that much about it.
Let's get this.
Let's get started with Tuesday. Oh, Amy wants to get this. Okay.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things. It's ICU.
A man in Festus, Missouri bought 2 Missouri lottery tickets, right? They're the show me cash tickets. And so his thing was, he goes and buys a ticket, and then he gives one to the store clerk. Always. He buys one for him, gives one to the store clerk. The store clerk hit $384,000 jackpot on the ticket.
Wow, and the ticket he gave him.
Yes. So they know who he is. There's no word if she plans on splitting the winnings. They don't know anything except that she won with his ticket.
Yeah, I mean.
That's pretty awesome of him to do.
So awesome.
I don't think she owes him anything.
She does not. What do you think she does? Maybe 10%.
She probably breaks him off a little something.
A little chunk.
She won $384,000. All said and done, she'll probably get about $150,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think she probably gives him like 10 grand or so.
Yeah.
But he doesn't do it. It's not a thing for him.
Nope.
It's for the... Yeah. Crazy, right? Crazy.
It's awesome.
He did that. I see you to him. I don't even know who he is. I don't have his name. That's crazy, man. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big 3 stories.
It's producer Raymond in weather news. Hurricane Maria is a Category 5 hurricane. It blew up from a tropical storm into a major Cat 5 in barely a day. It's headed for Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. In other weather news, Hurricane Jose is 300 miles away from the East Coast. It's headed up the East Coast. It's not going to make landfall, but it's going to bring heavy rain and wind to the Northeast over the next couple days. And finally, 3 days until the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's coming up.
The dictionary adds some new words. Froyo, troll. You know what Froyo is? Well, I should say Froyo. I don't call it Froyo. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even call it Froyo, whatever
frozen
I said.
Frozen yogurt?
I call it frozen yogurt because I'm not a goober. Froyo. Yes, yeah. Frozen yogurt. That was a thing like 3 years ago. Like a big thing.
Yeah.
Yep. The dictionary's like 3 years late. I haven't been to a Froyo place in a long time, as I call it. Troll. You know troll is?
The little animal?
No, it's someone online.
Someone who's, yeah.
He's just trying to get you to react.
Yeah.
I'm yeah, cool. I don't think the definition of a troll would be someone who's trolling you.
The little animal with the hair?
To pregame.
Oh, before you go out.
To begin drinking alcohol before an event. How about sriracha?
Oh, the hot sauce.
Yeah, it's a sauce made from hot peppers pureed with garlic, sugar, salt, and vinegar. How about front?
Oh, my first thing is like Front Street.
Okay, go ahead.
Or you're fronting him, like you're representing.
You have no idea what it means.
No.
You have no idea. You use it and you have no idea
that
what it means.
Two no. ideas, though.
It's to be fake. Like, why are you putting up that front? Why are you fronting?
Oh, why are you fronting? Oh, why are you fronting?
But you didn't.
I've never used that. Sorry.
Yeah. To assume a false personality.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Some of the other words, conceal and carry, which dog whistle, ransomware, malware. So those are all things that have made the new dictionary, which is just online anymore. Back in my day, we had a book, and we'd open that big book and read the definition of the words. Now you just, mostly I go to Urban Dictionary. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't even go to the normal dictionary.
For sure.
I go check out what the real meaning of it is at Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, that's where you find out what front means.
No, you don't, apparently.
I need
to. Be fair, I should get some Froyo and call it a morning. Bobby Bones Show. All right, your Tuesday positivity now. Tell me something good. It's all good news. I'll go first. A doctor in Detroit has given away 100 pair of brand new shoes to kids. His name's Dr. Anthony Wienert. And so what he's doing, donating all these shoes because he was one of 15 kids. And he started something called the Shoe Pantry because when he was a kid, they didn't have a lot of money. And his mom struggled to keep all 15 of the kids with shoes. And so his thing is providing shoes to kids. So about 100 pair of shoes for kids to pass out.
The Shoe Pantry.
The Shoe Pantry, right? That's pretty cool. Hey, shout out Dr. Anthony Wienert. Although I bet it would be weird to be named Dr. Anthony Wienert when Anthony Wiener is doing all that stuff.
Oh, for sure.
And your name's Anthony Wienert.
So similar.
I mean, all I was thinking about was Anthony Wiener when I was telling that story. But that's a good thing, Dr. Anthony Wienert. Amy, you're up.
There's this woman named Kate Griffin, and growing up, she had this precious little dog, a little blonde fluffy thing. Well, her parents ended up getting divorced, so they had to give her dog Cammy to a trusted friend. Fast forward 11 years later, and Kate is out walking down the street when she sees two dogs, a black one and a blonde one. She swears the blonde one is her old dog Cammy from when she was a little girl. She goes up to the dog walker, talks to them, figures out, yeah, it's her dog, who's 25 years old now, by the way, or something like pretty old. That's what the story says here. And she got a picture with the dog and everything. Listen, I don't know. I don't know. There's a microchip situation. I don't know if it got scanned.
Okay.
But the dog recognized her.
Were there microchips 25 years ago? Remember the episode of Friends where Phoebe thinks the cat's her mom? Remember that? No?
No.
Okay.
Well, but the dog, it was like wagging its tail and licked her face, and she just really felt
the
connection.
I'm going to tell you this, too. I don't care if it's not the dog. If it made both of them happier for a minute, like, that makes me happy.
Yeah. I agree.
Logically, just, you know, the brain dog doing the logical thing. That's a tough one. 25 years.
Well, the dog is 25 years. It was 11 years later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Still, it's a cool moment.
Agree. I just like that there's something going on there. Lunchbox?
Back in 1985, Gabe was the janitor at a local elementary school when the principal pulled him aside one day and said, "Hey, man, I'd rather see you grading papers than cleaning up papers." So Gabe was like, "Man, I feel inspired." So at 39 years old, when he wasn't cleaning the classrooms, he started studying, started going to college, gets his teaching degree, starts teaching. Then he gets his master's. Now he's the principal of the same elementary school.
Wow. How about that? Holy cow. Cool. See, that's good news. That's telling me something good right there. You still have that golf club?
Yeah, I still got it.
May have to send you back out today. You up for it?
Dude, I'm always ready to bust some criminals' heads.
So, someone may be squatting at my condo. My condo flooded. I had to move out. They just got it fixed. And they're like, "Hey, someone may be squatting there." We couldn't get in because we have the code yesterday. Because there's a lockbox on the code. I was going to rent it out.
Yeah.
I have the code.
Oh, good, yeah. And then I had to climb the rooftop.
He did. I watched the video. Pretty funny. Why don't you climb the roof? So, if maybe half hour, send you back out?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'll go see if there's anybody. Like, I'm looking for not just people in there, but, like, paraphernalia could be in there. You know what I mean?
Oh, left behind like evidence.
Oh, yeah, because they keep coming back. So it may do that. There is an extremely dangerous Category 5 hurricane and is approaching the Caribbean. The island of Dominica, it hit with 160-mile-per-hour winds. It's also expected to hit Puerto Rico, a Category 5 right now.
Yeah, I think it went from like 1 to 5 real quick.
Yeah, I saw they were like, it's about to be a 4, now it's a 5. Like, within like 5 minutes, I think it jumped to 5. There's a rock band made up of 11 nuns. It's basically a sister act, but with guitars.
It's crazy.
They think they're going to be nominated for a Latin Grammy. So, yeah, it's 11 nuns rocking out. Did you guys ever watch that show on Netflix?
Oh, yes. The Keepers.
Don't watch that show. It's good, but don't watch it.
You're right.
How far in did you get? Because I only made it to like episode 5.
I saw the whole thing.
Too far. too far.
Well, then I'll just have you tell me if I'm not going to watch it because I really need to know what happened to Sister Kathy.
Well, you should watch it. You should watch it.
No, just,
but don't.
Much.
Don't watch it.
Okay,
though,
you guys.
No, you have to watch
don't
it.
Don't do Zachary
okay.
me.
No, you have to do that, though.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-Second Skinny.
Jason Aldean is coming out with a book titled Family, Friends, and Fans. It's written with Tom Carter, and it's people all in his life, from his mom and his dad to his producer, band members, booking agent, additional friends, and his wife, Brittany.
What are they doing in the book?
He's just telling stories. He says it's a collection of stories about the people closest to him.
Who's Tom Carter?
I guess he's the person helping write it.
Okay.
Does that make it, it's not a ghostwriter, but it's a...
It's Tom Carter's pretty much writing the book.
Oh.
Jason Aldean was...
Jason's like, here's a story my mom used to tell me when I was little. I'm going to share
kind
it.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. Well, congratulations to Lanco's Brandon Lancaster. He got married to the woman who inspired him to write Greatest Love Story, but he didn't sing it to her at the wedding because...
What?
Yeah, I guess their moment with the song happened years ago.
What a pile.
No, I know.
I don't care. I read they walked down to Coldplay, and then they all sang Country Home, Take Me Home.
That's cool.
And like a barn. It was like on a Sunday, too. I guess maybe they were playing on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
No, I like him. I like them. So good for them. I wouldn't invite her to the wedding, though.
Oh, well, congratulations anyway.
Ah!
I'm Amy. That's your 30-Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from LaPorte, Indiana. A 33-year-old man walked into a gas station, stole cigarettes, some beer, and got about $50 from the cash register. Only problem is he forgot to steal gas because he got about a mile down the road, ran out of gas, and that's where cops found him sitting on the side of the road.
Uh-oh.
Don't you think you just... I mean, I guess you don't run if you're stupid. If you're stupid, you're stupid, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm always like, why did... But then I forget, they're just stupid.
I'm Lunchbox, that's your bonehead story of the day.
Probably also hard to steal gas. That's probably hard, because you can't just grab it. And you need a car to work, and they can get you. But yeah, that's the idiot.
Bobby Bones, everybody!
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby!
Before I send Lunchbox and Mike D back out, does anyone feel in their heart of hearts this is unsafe?
Oh,
I mean, really, because I honestly.
I don't think it's unsafe. I mean, maybe I'm just being like, okay, there's surely not going to be anything. And if it's a squatter, they're just like chilling.
No, if it's a squatter, it's bad news.
Yeah.
Oh.
So let me explain the situation, okay? Because last night I was worried. But I wasn't going over to that place by myself. It's crazy. So about a year ago, I was living in a condo, and it flooded. My neighbor hit a water main, and it flooded the whole building. Everybody had to move out, basically. And they were like, we'll pay for your hotel stay until further notice. Further notice ended up being 9 months. So I was like, no, I'll just get another house. And I'll just pay 2 mortgages, and then I'll sell one of them. So then I was like, well, I'll just rent this place out. I'll do that. Just now able to move in, I get a note that's like, hey, you may have a squatter living there. That's freaky, man. Somebody just moved in?
Yeah.
And so yesterday we sent Lunchbox with a golf club and Mike D with a taser in case there was any trouble. But they couldn't get in because since I decided to rent it out, they put a lockbox on the front door. And we didn't know the code. So then they climbed the roof, that we shouldn't have done, and they couldn't get in the top door. It was locked. I have the code. So let's vote. Is it safe to send Lunchbox and Mike D back out today? Amy.
Yes.
Okay. Eddie?
Absolutely
okay,
safe.
I would like to vote no then, just for my own conscience. You still lost the vote, but I vote no, it's not safe.
Oh, yeah, I'm not scared. Look, if it's unsafe, I have a golf club and I have a lot of skills that I'll just use to my advantage to take care of the squatter. And
skills.
Nunchuck skills.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm not even worried about
what
it.
What if it's like a whole bunch? I'm sure it's not just one person, though. Okay.
Look, I can swing the golf club in a circle. I mean, because they're going to surround me, you know, like on the movies when they surround you in a circle and you just, woo, you start swinging that golf club.
Mike D has a taser, too.
Yeah, and he almost tased himself yesterday.
Okay, go back.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Bring it.
Go back. This time we will get it. We have the code. They sent Mike D the code at 7 a.m. yesterday, and he never even told me.
Mike D.
Right. What? He was like, yeah, I got they messaged my realtor. I was like, hey, what's up with this? Why can't I get the code? He's like, oh, I've had it for all day. I was like, I would have sent someone out there already.
What do you call these two? The what crew?
I don't know. What did I call you guys?
The Bruce Crew.
Peanut
the Bruce
guy?
Crew.
The Bruce Crew. Yeah.
Thought you called us that. I like that.
The Bruce Crew. Yeah.
I'll take that.
I think you may be bruising yourself, but still you're the Bruce Crew.
Exactly.
All right, I'm going to send you guys out.
Whoa. Okay.
There's the taser.
Taser works.
Lunch has got the 8-iron in his car.
Yeah, I'll go
let's,
get it.
Let's go see today if there are any squatters in the condo. We have the code, all right? You got Lunchbox standing by. Hey, where are you right now?
I am in the hallway outside of your place.
Okay, don't go in yet. We have to wait like 3 minutes.
Okay.
So we got to let everybody come back. This is like, if you get this part of the show, you get the full show to everybody listening. So a lot of cities don't take the full show, which is an odd thing, but we can't let Lunchbox either get beat up or save the day until we go back live.
Smart.
National feed. Yeah. So hang tight for like 3 minutes, all right?
Jeez, you're getting the squatter's going to hear. I'll be quiet. I'll be out here quiet. I'll just stand by.
Yeah, it sounds quiet. Echoing all through the hallway.
He can't whisper.
Yeah. Oh, Lunchbox can't whisper. Okay, we'll come back to you. A guy in Arizona caught a rattlesnake in his yard earlier this month. And so he catches a rattlesnake, plans to cook it, but it bites him twice.
Ew.
He was rushed to the hospital where the doctor saved his life. The treatment was so hardcore, he blacked out for 5 days. He's now finally home recovering. It was at a birthday party for his kid, and a rattlesnake just showed up in the yard, and so he just started to grab it, and he was going to cook it on the grill. Like, here's the thing. Listen, I've killed many a snake in my day. First of all, you pin it. Secondly, you chop its head off. And then you do whatever you do with it.
Yeah.
That's the order.
Yeah, I guess he forgot.
I don't even know if he knew, because you don't just... He posed for pictures. Like, he was like, take a picture.
Oh, man.
That's how you can know this guy does not know snakes. Like, wrestling with the snake. But he lost a grip on the head and it bit him twice.
Oh, that's the worst.
You pin it or you pop. And listen, I don't think you should kill snakes unless they're aggressive toward you. And they're not going to be unless they feel threatened. But sometimes snakes get aggressive. Like, water moccasins get aggressive out of nowhere sometimes. They're just angry. We just be in the boat, fishing, they come right at you. Like, game
What's
over.
What's their deal?
I don't know. Probably didn't get any love from their parents.
Yeah, probably.
Hate good point.
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten snake?
Yeah. It's not good. Mm. It's not. Yeah.
You're being like chewy.
Never ate it because it was like, let's eat it. Always because it was like, this is interesting. Let's see what happens.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
We weren't like hardcore. Like, we go out squirrel hunting, kill squirrels, we quail, obviously deer, turkeys. But snake, you kill one, if we'd be camping, we cook it, and it's kind of terrible.
Yeah.
I wish I could be cool and be like, it's good.
It's not.
It's not.
Snake
it's just,
taco?
Yeah. I'm sure somebody can make it good. They can make anything good at a restaurant. All they do is put guacamole on it, and they're like, hey, snake taco frittata. Here you go.
Good to go.
We're going to check in with Lunchbox in exactly 1 minute and 12 seconds. So just going to let you know, he's outside my place. We're going to see if there's a squatter in there. Welcome to my house.
Up the champagne,
pop.
It's my house, come on, turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins.
If there's a squatter at my house,
I get it.
Yeah,
that's funny.
This should be their music they walk into.
No,
I don't think there's a. I don't have a sound system in my old condo.
They just carry a boombox.
Put it on their iPhone and put it on their.
We're here.
Like yo yo.
Open up the champagne,
pop.
Yeah. All right, 30
Open
seconds.
The champagne, pop. Hear a knock on the door in the night.
I'm on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, MR Bobby Bones.
Cause we've done this before, so you come.
You can also subscribe to the Bobby Cast, the show I do for my house. doing another one tonight with a big TV director, big TV producer. So if you want to check out the Bobbycast, there's lots of stuff up there, lots of artists, lots of songwriters. Oh, man. All right. Lunchbox is outside of my old condo. About a year ago, it flooded. I was forced to move out. So I moved to another house, and they've just now finished the repairs a year later. And then I got a note saying there may be a squatter living there. That's not good. So I sent Lunchbox and Mike D. Lunchbox has an 8-iron. Mike D has a taser. Are you guys there?
We are here. We are outside the door.
All right, let me hear the taser.
Oh, hear the taser. Well, hold on, hold on. Mike D doesn't have the taser.
Okay, great.
I turned it off for safety, but...
Always leave it on.
No, no. He will hurt himself.
Lunchbox, you're outside the door right now?
Yeah, we're outside the door. Look, you want me to knock?
No, no, tase. Do the taser.
The taser working?
It might be. If you have the flashlight on, it won't tase.
You've got to turn it off.
Got him.
Lunchbox is down.
Okay. A little too close to my face.
Okay, okay. Do you have the... Have you unlocked the door on the lockbox?
Yeah, we unlocked the lockbox, and we got the key in the... What do you call it? The keyhole.
The keyhole. Yeah, that's where the key goes.
Okay,
yes.
What do you call
okay,
it?
Okay, go ahead and... I'm a little nervous.
Me too now.
Unlock the door.
You want me to knock?
No.
Okay. Okay, we unlocked it. It's unlocked.
Okay, open it up slowly.
All right, Mike D, I'm going for it. You ready?
Yeah.
Mike D, get it on camera just in case you need evidence in court. Oh, it's dark in here.
Yeah, that's because I turned the lights off.
Hello?
No. Just wait. Turn the lights on.
Well, I don't even know where the light switch is.
In the general place where they put light switches, like next to doors.
Got it. Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
So first of all, I would go back toward the bedroom. Like go back to the bedroom to the right.
Go to the bedroom to the right. Okay.
Just go look and kick door. No, don't kick doors down. Just go in and look and see if there's anything in the rooms.
Hello?
Yell. Anybody in here?
Hey! Who's in here? This is the Bruce crew. Hey! We in here. Whoa.
Mike D, don't try it. Mike D almost tased me.
Are you guys scared?
Hello. I'll see if anybody's taking a shower.
Why is he doing a deep voice? I thought it was somebody else.
Hello.
Hey, really, just scour the rooms real quick. Like, all seriousness, go look around all the rooms.
I am looking all the rooms.
Do you see anything, like, anything at all?
I saw one footprint.
Okay. Do you see any, like,
probably Mike D's
people or drug paraphernalia or anything like that?
No. So far, we're good.
All right.
Food wrappers.
And think about that. Did you check the fridge?
No, I haven't checked the fridge. You told me to check the bedroom. What do you want me to do?
Oh.
You're giving me the instructions. All right, we're going to the kitchen now. Bedrooms are clear.
Even, like, you checked upstairs?
Yes, I just checked upstairs.
Okay. Just making sure.
Check the bar of soap. If it's wet, someone's there.
Check the toilet. If there are poop stains, someone's there.
Bad sign. The fridge is empty.
No, that's good.
Yeah,
that's a great
I haven't
sign.
Lived there in a long time.
Oh, well, I want someone to be here. I want to catch him.
No, you don't want someone to be there.
Whoa, I almost fell. All right, let me see. All right. Yeah, there's no one here.
Okay, and there's nothing. No food wrappers, no any. Walk up and make sure that the glass door hasn't been, like, you know, messed with.
All right, we're going upstairs now. All right.
Okay, I'm gonna play a song. Can I leave you be for a bit?
Don't play a song. What if something goes down?
You're recording it, right?
Yeah, we are recording it. That's true.
But you think you're in the clear?
So far, so good. No one out here.
All right, keep looking. Hey, right. Scour the whole place. We'll check back in. All right.
All right, I'll keep looking.
All right, keep looking, buddy. Okay, Lunchbox is here on the phone. Okay, how'd it go? Check everything out.
We checked everything out. Bruce crew did a great job.
Nobody in the place.
Nobody in the place, but, I mean, this could be a case of a very motivated squatter. Like, maybe they squat overnight, they clean up after themselves, then they got a job in the morning, so they get out.
I don't think that's the case. I'm good.
Or they follow the show, and they were like, oh, no, they're coming. We got to get out, wipe your fingerprints. And so they wipe the place down.
Nah, I'm good. I feel better. Thank you very much. We'll see you back in the studio.
Hey, I'm a hero.
You are a hero. That's right. Lunchbox and Mike D went out. I was told there may be a squatter in the condo that I had that flooded. And there isn't, apparently. But they went out. I was a little scared last night. I'm not going to lie to you. As I was in bed, I was like, what if something happens to them on the show? And like someone attacks them.
That'd be bad.
Big trouble.
That would be bad.
Sad, terrible, hopeful.
That would be terrible. You see Taylor Swift is getting sued?
By who?
For the lyrics to Shake It Off because they say she stole it.
I didn't see that.
No. Yeah. Player's gonna play, play, play. Haters gonna hate, 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 hate. I'm just gonna shake, right?
Yeah.
There you go. So they say they stole the lyrics.
Huh.
I remember 3LW. They later turned into the Cheetah Girls. A couple of them did.
Oh, yeah. Really? I remember them.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is Taylor. Play, play, play. Haters gonna hate, hate, hate. So play is gonna play, hate is gonna
hate. Ooh.
I don't think they can win a lawsuit just from that.
What took them so long, though, you know?
That's... I thought the same thing. Like, this is her last, this is 1989. This is the last album.
Yeah.
Like, if you're gonna sue somebody, sue for Look What You Made Me Do.
Right.
Don't sue for this. Anyway, they want 20% of all the money from Shake It Off.
That was like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Did you see Jake Gyllenhaal shut down the Taylor Swift talk?
No.
So Jake Gyllenhaal is being interviewed because he has a new movie.
And they used to date.
Yeah. But he's being interviewed. He has a new movie called Stronger that's coming out. And he's playing the Boston Marathon bombing survivor, Jeff Bauman. And he's him in it. And so Jeff's also interviewing him here.
If you lost your legs in real life, do you think Taylor Swift would write a song about it?
For me, or about it?
No, like for you, like a country song.
She sort of moved more into pop now.
That's funny. It's a funny question.
It's a funny question.
Dang.
So funny. Heather Locklear got herself into a car crash. She drove a Porsche into a ditch. Everybody knows Heather Locklear, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. One of the officers who responded to the scene called 911 to let them know that the crash involved a celebrity. The 911 dispatcher was then like, okay, we'll get an ambulance out there faster.
Oh, no.
Here's the deal. It's a celebrity.
A female?
It's going to be an insurance claim.
Got it.
Property damage, that sort of thing.
Vehicle's
in a predicament. We don't want to leave it because it's still a hazard.
So. I will call them. I will let the appropriate people know that and let SO know the circs. They'll probably get out there a little bit quicker.
Oh, dang.
So like a celebrity makes the ambulance go quicker?
Oh, that's not a good look.
That's not a good look at all.
I cannot believe that. I'm going to tell them the situation and they're probably going to get out there quicker.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, they released the comedy chart yesterday. The Raging Idiots have the number one comedy song.
It's awesome.
Did you see me post that yesterday?
I did.
Pretty
proud of us.
And I was like...
I am.
Yeah, I was too.
You want me to lie? Because I won't.
No, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I was like, it's dang. Cool. And no, thanks to the listeners for downloading Namaste.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
I downloaded it.
The number one comedy song. Dang. I'll play it. I mean, this is the number one song. Let's do the countdown. Put it in the countdown. Namaste from the Raging Idiots. Thanks, everybody, for downloading this.
7:30 in the morning. In the suit that I was born in. Girl, why you laughing at me? Come on, baby, with my khakis. I'm running late, need to beat it like Jackson. But you're kind of a distraction. Cause I can't stop watching you. Showing me your savasana. Like the best looking bad influence I ever saw. Probably oughta hit the road, but nah. Namaste. Ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. A little lonely on that mat. I should be saying goodbye. I might lose my job, but namaste. Come on, baby, let me jump in on those stretches you're doing. I'll be a student. Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably gotta hit the road, but namaste. 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 Girl, I'm trying to be responsible. But you're making it impossible. In the spandex pants looking all flexible and you're down with all. Namaste. Ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on that mat. I should be saying goodbye. I might lose my job. But namaste. Come on baby, let me Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably oughta hit the road, but now I'm a stay.
Everybody for downloading that and making that a number one song. Yes! Number one, baby! Yeah!
Yeah!
Woo! Magnitude 3.6 earthquakes were felt in Los Angeles. The U.S. Geological Survey says that it hit the San Fernando Valley. No significant damage. Imagine your house shakes. I can't imagine that. Like, things that are supposed to be stable aren't. Tornadoes, been in many of them. Earthquake seems crazy. We used to do earthquake drills, though, back in Arkansas at home. We used to have to get, like, under the desk. Wow. Yeah, tornado drill was you go out in the hallway and you cover your head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You lay all down beside the hallway. Earthquake was you get under the table, like under the desk.
Wow.
And, yeah.
That's scary.
And then fire drill, everybody just runs outside. Ah! Yeah, we all act like we lined up, but we really just ran out. Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Have you seen people posting rude comments about the outfits that Mayor Morris is wearing?
You know, here's the thing about Twitter comments. If you get 10,000 comments, 7 of them are going to be bad. So no, but people comment on bad things about everyone.
Well, Maren's over it, so she decided to address it. She's had enough. She tweeted that she's over the shaming and that she's a self-sufficient woman who loves her body.
Okay, people, if I put on a hat that was green, people would go, that is a stupid color. And I'll be like, stop green shaming me. It's just, if you get bigger, more people are going to tweet at you. Ah, good for her, I guess, but people are going to tweet about anything. Like, I have no, what, I'm indifferent. Except it's like when people go, oh, I got death threats on Twitter. Well, if it's a 9-year-old saying, I'm going to kill you because you don't like Taylor Swift, that's different than someone going, I know where you live. I have a set of skills. It's just different. So yeah. The bigger you get, the more.
Yeah. Well, she likes her outfits and she's getting a lot of support.
It's not even about that. It's not even about that.
Well, for her, it
if
is.
She, if she wore a full sheep, people would be getting mad and she would have to go, I'm not being sheep shamed. So, that's all. It's just Twitter's a bad... It's just bad. It doesn't matter.
Okay, well, Wonder Woman is finally out. Tuesday is DVD or rental release day, and that's a good movie, right?
Yes. Don't Wonder Woman shame me. It's good.
I'm not Wonder Woman shaming
you. Do you know that she was pregnant during that, and they had to take her belly off?
I know. That's why. Because I haven't seen it yet, and I've been waiting for it to come out so that I could rent it and download it. And now that Bobby told me that, that's all I can... I'm going to be, like, thinking about, oh, I wonder how pregnant she is in this scene.
It's really good. The movie's really good. It's long, but it's really good.
Yeah, so heads up. If you didn't catch it in the theaters, you can now download it as of today. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
You could wear... No, I'm just saying.
Here we go.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like, I don't think it's that. I don't think it's a story.
Oh.
It doesn't matter what you do. People are always going to be like, nah, that's not good. You give to charity. I get charity shamed. You know what I mean?
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Over to Amy.
The Morning Corny.
Why do chicken coops only have two doors?
Why do chicken coops only have two doors?
Because if they had four, they would be chicken sedans. Yeah.
That was the Morning Corny.
That's good.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
So Britney Spears, since her money's still in a conservatorship, you know, since the incident way back in the day, 10 years ago.
Yeah, her dad runs it, right?
It's all part of public record, so we know what she spends her money on.
Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time.
So, do you guys care?
Yeah.
Because I'm so nosy. I mean, it's all out there. It's a news story. I didn't like go shopping through stuff. So here we go. This is for last year. According to the documents, her biggest expenses were $122,000 for massages, grooming, and nails.
Wow.
Wow.
Dang, treat yourself. $69,000 on a wardrobe. I guess for someone rich that needs a bunch of clothes.
Yeah.
And she made $11 million last year. But $120,000 for massages, that's a lot. $24,000 for makeup.
Ooh.
Her dog's $29,000 for the year.
Wow.
and she didn't really do a bunch of shopping sprees. She'd spend a few hundred bucks at a time at Pottery Barn, Albertsons, Ralph's, Target, and Bed Bath & Beyond. Celebrities like us.
Yeah.
Wow. Except for the massages part. She does love In-N-Out, Starbucks, El Pollo Loco, IHOP, Domino's, Subway. I'm just looking at all of it. Brittany's pretty normal.
That's awesome.
As far as her spending habits. So here's the thing with, I got a listener that emailed in and said, hey, one of my friends asked me to co-sign a loan for them. Hey, Melissa, you want to be on the show? Because I got to ask you a question about this. How do you feel about this, Melissa? Oh, Melissa's in a bad spot. I think she drove into the cave as she was calling in.
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Oh, go ahead, Melissa.
Yeah, I was calling with regards to the co-signing of a loan.
Yeah.
My thing was, don't do it.
Why not?
I financed a vehicle for my ex-boyfriend in my name. We broke up. I asked him for 6 months to take over the loan. He kept putting it off and putting it off. And eventually, I had to buy a house, so I took the car back. And then he sued me for either the car or all the money that he put into the car because he was making the payment.
And he sued you.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
So I co-signed a loan once for someone, and they bailed and ended up having to buy the car. It was terrible. You co-sign, and they go, check out. Mm-hmm. You know why it's called a co-sign? Because you're the co. Mm-hmm. And they're coming for you.
And so if you decide to take that on, you better be prepared?
Oh, you have to, sure.
Okay.
I would say never, unless it's your parent, signing for a kid, never co-sign a loan. John, hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Bobby.
What do you think about this?
No, I'd say don't do it. Good. For the same reason that that lady just said it and that you just said it. You're responsible for that loan if they default, and if you're not willing to take on the payments, you could be bankrupt in your own self.
Yeah, and that's what happened to me, and that's what happened to her, and that's him. It's hard to say no to a friend, but it's not. It's like loaning a friend money. If you do it, just know you're probably going to pay off the car. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's my advice. Judge has spoken. We're talking about signing a loan, like co-signing, and I've done it before, and I got taken to the cleaners. To the cleaners. I was an idiot. I was like, I'll co-sign. No problem. You'll pay your payments.
Well, you were being helpful and
kind. I was an idiot.
Oh.
You learn things. I think the best thing about being an idiot is when you're not an idiot the second time. Because everybody's an idiot the first time. The goal is not to be an idiot the second time. I will never co-sign. Unless I have a kid.
So not even a girlfriend that
you
care of?
No. No cell phone plans. No cars. I'm not co-signing. Because I did, and it cost me a lot of money. Because not only did I have to pay for the car, I never saw the car again.
Me? What about me? What if I needed your help?
No.
Wow, he's
I know he's serious.
I know
serious.
What you. I know what you make. You're good.
I said, what if? I was just doing hypothetical.
What if I need it? What if I want it? I just need a cosign. What if I... Stop it with that. Sarah, hello in Hutchinson, Kansas.
Hello.
What up, right outside of Wichita? Shout out.
Woo-woo.
What do you think about this co-signing?
Don't do it.
Because? Have you been burned?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, I co-signed for an ex-fiance. So, you know, we're going to get married. So I'm thinking it's fine. And, no, we split up. And I was still on it, on the loan, on the title, everything. And I got... Pretty sure I got at least two notices that he wasn't making payments.
Yeah, that's what happens.
It was either going to be my car that I was paying for at the time or that truck that was going to get repossessed. They ended up taking it, and he went and paid for it, so I was clear of it then. But it's just like, you, at 23 years old, you're facing repossession of a vehicle. That's just not the age you should be doing that.
Yeah, and not good for your credit. Hey, Sarah, thank you. I'm going to do one more. Hey, Savannah and Austin.
Hi.
You co-signed for your dad?
Yes. I co-signed for my dad, and then I started getting calls that he wasn't making his payments, and they wanted me to take over the car and take over the payments and pay it off, and I just couldn't do that. And despite all the information that my mom was giving me about not doing it, I still did it, and I got...
You got, basically.
Burned, yeah.
Yep. You can't do it. It's just too, unless you're willing to just pay for it, it's just like loaning a friend money. And I'm going to get off this. But unless you're willing to go, I loan you money and I'm never going to get it back and I'm cool with it. Unless you're willing to pay off whatever that is yourself, don't do it. You can't do it. Everybody agrees that Christmas starts too early, according to the story. Everybody's like, it's annoying that holiday shopping gets earlier and earlier. Would you guys agree with this or no?
Yes, absolutely.
I kind of like the Christmas music.
So here's my thing. We are a society based on what we buy. If people stop buying Christmas stuff, they'd stop putting it out early.
Yeah.
So people can act annoyed, but people are buying it. If people really were like, I don't want that candy cane snowman with Santa Claus blowing bubbles, then they would stop putting them out. So we're a consumer society. Whatever we consume, they put more of out. So when everybody goes, I'm tired of Christmas stuff, they're probably the ones buying the stuff. Everybody got a whole locker of it ready to load out.
Exactly.
No, you just disagreed.
No, I agree with you.
But I mean, they are putting it in our faces and then we like it, yes, so we buy it.
That's what it is.
Do you buy everything in your face?
No.
You like
things
it,
that
Amy.
I like.
You don't buy Doritos. They're in your face all the time.
Okay, yeah, but Christmas is different.
Got her.
Than Doritos. Yeah. No, you didn't.
Eat that. Eat that. Yeah. Literally.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for hanging out.
Very different.
So yesterday we kind of updated you guys. Amy has adopted two kids. It's been over 4 years. She still doesn't have them here in the States. And there's a judge strike in Haiti. And these are the judges that's needed to go, boop, kids can go. So without any judges, there aren't any kids. And so that was the update. Amy's just sitting here waiting on the judge's strike to end. By the way, has it ended in the last day?
No.
I was on Facebook yesterday. I don't go often. It's a brutal place over there.
Yeah.
And everyone's convinced that you've been scammed.
No, that's not the case.
They're convinced, though. They're like, 4.5 years, this is a scam. Amy's been scammed. Would you like to speak to them?
I guess I would say that I know other families that are in the same boat. I don't know if people would also think they're getting scammed, but we just entered at a really unfortunate time when Haiti was undergoing law changes, becoming Hague compliant, which that's sort of confusing, but we just entered where there's old law and new law, and sometimes they didn't know where to put us because they didn't know where we fell. Where we benefited from the new laws, yes, but it was just a confusing time, and every little road bump that could possibly happen, I feel like we've hit it.
So Amy's son and daughter have sent her messages. Would you like to hear them?
Yeah.
Okay, here's her son.
Good morning, Dad. Happy weekend.
What did he say?
Good morning, Dad. Happy weekend.
Oh, let me hear it again.
Good morning, Dad. Happy weekend.
Ah, there you go.
I was like, hey, wait, what about me?
Oh, he didn't send you one?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I try not to get jealous, but I think he just was thinking, I'm thinking his tutor that was with him was like, say hi to your dad.
Good morning, Dad. Happy weekend.
I don't care, though. It's still super cute.
And here's Amy's daughter.
Good morning, Dad. Happy Saturday. Damn, Mom, I love it.
Shout out.
So yeah. The tutor then said, oh, don't forget your mom to your daughter?
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know, but she did that part all on her own.
Why are they throwing all the dad shout outs?
I think because my husband was corresponding, like he was sending some audio messages. Really, the main correspondence with our tutor is through my husband because my husband doesn't want me and him like exchanging a lot of like information, just as like a barrier protection type thing.
Good morning, Dad. Happy Saturday, Dad, Mom, I love it.
See, she did that on her own.
Yeah, that's good.
I love you too.
I know. I hate that for you.
I really do.
I hate that for you. Like, I just,
I mean,
if seriously. As much as I hate it, I don't even know what you're going through. I don't even understand. That's the thing. I try. I don't.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't even think I understand fully what I'm going through. And like in this weird middle thing of like, I'm a mom, but my kids aren't here. But, you know, I want to care for them and do things for them and love them and hold them. And they're just physically not here.
A lot of listeners are out there rooting for you, thinking about you and praying for you for sure.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that has been overwhelming to see. For sure. And I appreciate that more than anything.
Bobby Bones.
I hit the button. That was a good thing. So I hit the button at the end of that.
Okay,
No, you said a good thing, so that's when I hit the button.
Okay, we're going to hit it again?
That's powerful. Are we still on? I'm just kidding. I know we're still on. I'm just playing. Time now for Lunchbox on the Street.
Lunchwalking!
With Lunchbox.
So what'd you go do?
Comic-Con was in town. The dorky people that dress up in costumes and go and meet their comic book heroes and buy comic books and toys.
Yeah, so you went to mess with them?
Yeah, I went to talk to them. How many Comic-Cons have you been to?
So when I finish this one, I will have done 54 different characters.
Wow.
And the thing is, back in June, I saw Guinness Book of World Records does not have a category for the most cosplays done by an individual.
You are telling me I could be talking to a Guinness Book World Record holder?
If they begin the category.
Jerry Tomlin. And what does your wife think about you being in the Guinness Book of World Records?
So I'm not married.
You knew that. He always does that. He always is like, what's your wife or girlfriend think? And he knows.
What exactly are you?
I'm Tally, the talking towel.
My question is, when is the last time you went on a date?
Last year.
Are you hoping this weekend is the weekend you meet someone?
No, that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to buy a bunch of comic books.
But no potential?
I mean, you know, if it falls in my lap, I wouldn't turn it away.
Lunchbox is out of Comic-Con, basically just messing with people.
So when you walk around here, do you see these guys as a bunch of dorks?
No. They're warm, friendly people.
When you see them, you see an undateable dorks, right? Like, like you don't find them attractive.
Because
you're a hottie, and so you do not find these guys attractive, right?
I would say the majority of them, no. But there's some diamonds in the rough here and there.
Oh, dang. Let me do one more. Lunch is at Comic-Con.
Why Harley Quinn?
She loves a man who's really not that good for her. It happens to a lot of us ladies out here. But she also has her good side, but she has her bad side, too.
Wait, what's happening?
I am so confused.
Is that her voice?
Is she in character?
Yes. She goes around the whole time in character. I was like, just talk to me in your normal voice. She would not do it. What does your husband and your kids think about you coming to dress up?
My kids do it with me. Okay. So we have a good time. It's actually how we've been doing it since my boys were 13.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
What on earth?
They love what they do. Yep. You know what? Good for them.
Lunchwalking
with Lunchbox.
He goes out to Comic-Con and is messing with people who are dressed up.
I mean, you are quite the get-up. What are you?
I'm Brandon Heat from Gungrave.
When people talk about, you know, when they say dork, nerd alert, or whatever, does that offend you in any way?
Not really. Just wear it with pride.
Okay, what about your parents? Are they proud of you?
Yeah.
Do they still charge you rent for living at home even though you spend all your money on cosplay?
No, I own my own house, my own business, and I also work for T-Dot.
Oh. All right, thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, he got a little snippy with you there, buddy. That dude's about to beat you up.
He showed you.
Hey, you about to get nerd alert up the head. Dang.
Lunchwalking
with Lunchbox.
Here, let's do a never gonna get it real quick. Over 30% of adults have used their kids as an excuse to buy this for themselves. All right, we're talking about 3 in 10 adults. 3 in 10 adults have used their kids to buy this for themselves, okay? Now, Eddie, I'm going to let you try to be the spoiler today.
I got it. I already have one. Something came to my mind quickly.
If you get it, it's spoiled. Never going to get it.
All right.
What is it?
Fidget spinner.
A fidget spinner.
Come on, hit that bell.
Show me fidget spinner. No, I'm sorry. Never going to get it. I'm watching our producer Raymond do email right beside me. He's asking for Jason Aldean tickets.
Stop it.
He's hitting up like the high up people. He's like, can I get some? What are you trying to get?
For once, I'm trying to prove to my friends that I have connections.
Oh.
I saw him send.
I love that you didn't say anything.
Nothing until I got on the air. I just watched him, and he sends it to Jackie, who works up, you know, with our boss up in the office. He's like, hey, you want to get some good Aldean tickets for this concert? I'm just like, what? Let me just ask. I mean, you can ask anybody.
Well, it's in a different. It's in California. It's not even for me. It's for a buddy. So if it doesn't happen, I don't really care. But my boy said, you're all over the country. Your show's huge. You really can't get me tickets. Like, you for sure can get me tickets, right?
So you're trying to show out a little
bit. I'm trying to show off and show them that I can get him tickets.
Okay. Well, you can.
Well, I did. I hit up upper management. I was like, hey.
Hey.
I mean, whatever, you can do. I can literally just text Jason and be like, hey, you have tickets.
That would be awesome.
I'm not, though, now, because you didn't come to me first.
Oh,
my heart hurts.
Dang, like,
all you I mean, you have to go to Bobby for whatever. I hit Bobby up for Janet Jackson tickets the other day.
She was like,
did she really?
He didn't have them, but I tried.
Wow.
Where is the show? Dallas?
San Antonio or Dallas? My friend Jill, who you also know, she texts me. She's like, you don't happen to have a hookup for Janet Jackson? I'm like, no, I don't think so, but let me check. So I text Bobby and I'm like,
let me see if I have a hookup.
Bone, stop it. You're not texting Janet right now, are you?
Let me see if I have a hookup.
No, he's texting Al Dean. Do you have Janet Jackson tickets?
Yeah. Bobby's like, yeah, man.
Bobby's like, no,
hold on,
I have Janet Jackson tickets.
Have...
I'm like,
any Janet Jackson ticket connection?
Who are you texting?
Dallas
or San Antonio? Either she will travel. Okay. She lives in Austin.
I just sent a note.
Okay.
Wait, I think the San Antonio show already happened.
Oh,
I
just, shoot. Okay. Well, whatever city has happened.
I just texted Tito.
He's my Jackson family.
I was like, who's Tito?
Jackson, yeah.
Yeah, Jackson 5.
That was only a joke for me and you. And 90% of our audience.
So funny.
No, yeah. I know he's Jackson 5.
No, you didn't. Why didn't you laugh? Because you looked at us and was like, I don't get it.
Oh, I was thinking Tito's vodka.
That's what I did. I was like, okay, why does he have connections?
Tito beverage.
Yeah. Free queso day at Moe's is coming. Well, they're taking advantage of people not liking the Chipotle queso. Like at Boss, too.
Yeah.
Like, just throwing it out there. Like,
kick them while they're down.
Yes. It's free queso day is coming to Moe's Southwest Grill on Thursday, September 21st. And so the 21st, that's 2 days?
Yep.
Okay. It's the, right?
Yeah, it's 2 days away.
It's the 8th year they're doing a thing, but they're actually making it better now. And they're actually giving away a lifetime supply as well. Anyway.
What? Yeah. Lifetime supply of queso?
This is not a commercial.
If Chipotle gave it away, nobody would want it.
Dang, hater.
Wow, Amy, that's
I
hard.
Haven't even tried it yet, but here's what I believe. Dang, you're hating for no reason.
That was hard, Amy.
Wait, whoa. I was making a joke, and I just have heard from multiple people that it's so weird that it's not good.
What I think, because I haven't tried it, is I do think it's probably made with real ingredients, and so therefore it's not as... like crummy.
When are you going to try it?
Probably today. Maybe today.
Okay.
Okay.
But I keep reading, even Chipotle's like, you know what? It doesn't look or the texture's not the same because we're using real whole ingredients and the stuff you usually get isn't.
I heard it was like hummus.
Well, I don't know why you're being such a hater right now. They've given you so much joy in your life.
I love
and you're
Chipotle.
Hating for no reason.
Okay.
You've never tried it.
So
tried
Bobby it? Can only make jokes around here.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, never going to get it time. 30% of adults have used their kids as an excuse to buy this. Amy.
Junk food.
Hey, Amy in Raleigh, North Carolina. What do you think it is?
A gaming station. Any kind of PlayStation, Xbox.
Oh, like a video game. No, that is not it. Thank you for calling, though. Hey, Brooke in Kansas. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What do you think about this?
I think it's movie tickets.
It is not movie tickets. Hey, Dawn, in Florida, go ahead.
Is it a kid's meal?
It is not. That's funny, though, that's but funny. That's not it. Lunchbox.
Easy. Mom's a fan of Bieber, but doesn't want to admit it. Concert tickets.
Justin Bieber tickets. No. Eddie.
That's good. I'm going to go with iPad.
No, I said you're never going to get it, and you're it's looking right. like that's the case here. I'll do one more. Alex in Kentucky.
Is it ice cream?
It is not ice cream. The answer is 3 out of 10 of adults buy chocolate milk and blame it on their kids.
Okay.
There you go.
Chocolate milk is so good.
It is
good. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I'm going to get some today.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Okay, there's this woman, she gets held at gunpoint, and they're like, give me all your stuff. And so she fakes a seizure, and then they run away.
Oh.
That's good.
That's smart.
It's a terrible idea.
Why?
Oh, it is?
It's a and it worked this time, so now everybody's going to start doing it.
Okay, so tell us why it's bad.
Because if someone points a gun at you, stop with the shenanigans. Just give them your wallet.
Oh.
It's not worth even trying some little trickery. Like, it's only funny because it worked. What if you start shaking, and they're like, oh crap, pop. It's just not worth it.
Dang.
Judy Draglin, 32, Oakland. There were two guns pointed at her. They said, do you want to live? Pass back your wallet. So she started shaking violently and slumped over until they were like, oh, we should probably leave her alone. She's having a seizure. Just give him your wallet.
Okay.
No, he's right. And why risk it?
It's just
like
stuff.
I'm glad she got away with it.
Me
though.
Too, and that's why everybody's like, "Oh, it's a great thing. It's a great thing." It's not. If someone has a gun to you, Your goal is to get the gun away from you as fast as possible without any sort of shenanigans. Because all it takes is one muscle on your finger. That finger, boom, you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One muscle. One odd reaction from them and your life is over. So whenever you hear people tell the story and laugh about it and go, oh, that's a great idea, they're idiots.
And you're right.
Thank you very much.
Hate it when you're right.
Just, there's a gun just to get the gun out. You know what I mean? I mean, pretty funny idea because it works. It is funny. But don't do that. Now it's time for a segment called That's Rude, and I don't read them until they get handed to me. We pull these off all the social medias. Number one. Will on Twitter writes, hey, at Mr. Bobby Bones, your haircut makes you look like a wannabe member of One Direction. That's rude. To be fair, though, I did say that's why I got the haircut, didn't I? Because I saw the guy from One Direction. I was like, I like that haircut. That Liam guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not that rude. That's kind of rude. Here, Marcus on Instagram writes, at Mr. Bobby Bones, you have a leg day? Could have fooled me, chicken legs.
Oh. Well, that's rude.
It is. Jess on Twitter writes, at Radio Amy, always rubbing in how healthy she eats. Ugh, we get it. Go make out with a vegetable or something.
Well, that's rude. My buddy?
Christy on Facebook, Lunchbox is disgusting. He wears the same hoodie in every single video. Either you shoot all your videos the same day or he must smell horrible.
It's true, but it's so true. It's rude.
We were talking about yesterday how Lunchbox never changes clothes, so people think we must shoot all the videos in one day.
And no, you go.
He just wears them every day. Yeah. Same clothes, every day to work. Robert on Twitter said, just saw a picture of Bobby Bones Ray. That's Raymond, our producer. Hey, Ray, Eddie's not the only one losing his hair now. Hashtag balding brothers.
Oh, well, that's rude. Yeah.
Raymond, any answer?
I mean, that is rude, but I mean, I guess it's true. There have been a lot of people on Twitter saying I'm going bald.
Yeah. Hey, Phil.
I've been dabbling in the Rogaine, so I'm trying to give it a, college effort, and if not, then we're going to shave the whole thing off.
Wow.
Oh, yep. Whoa. Wow.
Yeah, I give it a couple months, and if not, the new me is going to be bald.
Wait,
so.
2018 Ray could be bald,
I'm
Ray?
I'm not messing around with hair falling all over the place. I get out of the shower, and I have just a whole sink full of hair.
Really?
Dang, is that bad?
It's pretty bad.
Oh, wow. That stinks. Wow. That makes me sad. I should just go, huh? All right, and that's the segment we call That's Rude. I got a woman who's been going to a funeral for 14 years, except the reason she's doing it, not completely honest. I'll tell you about it in a second. You tell me if it's a good move or a bad move. 6 people are hospitalized in a bee attack outside of a California grocery store. Imagine you're just going to buy some groceries and you get attacked by bees. Like hardcore. Damn.
Firefighters with protective netting were still fighting bees with foam, targeting a tree that they say might have been home for thousands of biting mad insects. Wallace Leung described the sudden stinging invasion.
A lot. Like my whole car were full of them, yeah.
As he pulled into this Monterey Park Ralph's, he says he and others frantically ran, some leaving behind carts of groceries as they were chased by an attacking swarm. He was treated at the scene, but firefighters say 6 others, including one firefighter, were transported to the...
Can you imagine that many bees?
No.
And you're just going to buy groceries and you get whooped by bees. Listen to this. There's a guy in Ohio. This is not funny. I know it's not funny. I don't have kids, though, so it makes me laugh.
Uh-oh.
So he has a 6-year-old daughter, and he wanted to, like, she was in trouble. So he put on a clown mask and chased her around the neighborhood.
I saw this.
That was her punishment? Like, well,
listen to what happened.
Let me read you the story. An Ohio man has been charged after chasing his 6-year-old daughter around a neighborhood while wearing a clown mask. Meanwhile, another man is charged for firing a gun. This whole dominoes just started falling in this. This stupid It movie's changed the game for clowns. So police say the girl first jumped into a stranger's car and then ran into a stranger's apartment while screaming that a clown was chasing her. So the dad's chased her down the road, basically, right in a clown mask. She doesn't know it's her dad. She knows it's a clown. Police say a man in the apartment building came outside with a gun and shot into the ground because it to scare the clown man away.
But it was the dad.
Yes.
But no one knew that.
Nobody knew
that. Well, I get that. I mean, this is like this sort of event could traumatize her for life.
The father told police he chased his daughter to discipline her for behavioral issues instead of spanking her. Oh. He's been charged with child endangering and inducing panic. Police said the man who fired the gunshot has been charged with using a weapon while intoxicated.
Oh, great.
So you had a few beers. You wanted to be the hero.
You know, he's drunk. There's a killer clown.
And he told the cops, he said, "You've been hearing these stories on the news about these clowns coming out of the woods, and I had to protect us."
He's had a few shots of fireball. Barney the clown's running through the neighborhood. You know, things happen.
Wow.
Oh, man, that makes me feel
bad. I don't
bad
know if this dad
girl
should be charged.
What?
That's what I thought. That was like, my first thought.
Really? Should someone be charged with a crime for putting on a clown mask mm-hmm. and chasing their kid?
No. Chasing their six-year-old to where she has to run into strangers' apartments?
No. That's on her.
How is that illegal?
It doesn't mean, okay, fine, he shouldn't be charged, but he needs
to
be evaluated.
That's what we just said. Well, obviously.
Okay, fine.
He doesn't need to be charged.
Okay.
Just get, I.
Yeah, because what's the exact child endangerment?
Child endangerment.
Yeah.
And he sort of was endangering her.
Well, she should be charged.
After homeboy
I
came out with a shotgun.
I charge her.
Because she was in trouble.
Yes. She was mouthing off to begin with.
Like, I think of how, like, my son is 7. I think of how tiny he is and, like, him having to, like, run scared to death that he's, like, hopping into strangers' cars and strangers' apartments. Like, that's just, like, not.
No, I get you. I'm with you. But he shouldn't get charged.
He's so tiny.
It's a jail.
It's a jail, man.
Okay, but if he's doing this, what other idiotic things is he doing?
What is wrong with you?
I don't want to put on a clown mask.
Instead of spanking, like,
he didn't chase it with a chainsaw. He chased it with a clown mask.
And
he
do it to your kids.
No, I'm good.
It is scary right now.
No, it's not. Clowns are nice. Everybody relax.
A woman's been going to random funerals at our local church for the last 14 years. She goes into the reception afterward and eats.
Oh, my.
Smart. Smart. No. This is genius.
The priest at the church explains he can't really tell her she's not welcome because it's a funeral. The people, they're like, what do we do? Because this woman goes to pretty much every funeral for 14 years. She's not there to pay respect, so she's just there to eat the food. She was eating from the buffet like there was no tomorrow, someone said. She didn't go to the funeral. She's only there when it's free food.
So she.
You can't tell people don't go. Like, yeah. You don't deserve to be at this funeral.
She's a funeral crasher.
Like, well, yes.
Yeah, like a wedding crasher.
Like, it's crazy.
What if she's like, no, I'm very sad about this. I knew.
You have to let her eat.
Let her eat. I mean, and I don't think from what I had seen, I don't think she's like homeless. I think she's just someone who likes to get free food. She's basically Lunchbox.
Yeah. I never thought about that angle.
Now I think you've given him this idea.
Yeah, but it's a funeral. It's a food.
It's a way to mourn.
Is that okay, yes or no?
Yes.
No.
No.
I don't think so either.
My dog had his second round of chemo yesterday. He only gets 5 total. And so he had a second round. And, you know, it makes him tired. But I feel like he's doing pretty good. My dog is terminally ill. And so when I took him in a couple months ago, it was like, yeah, you have about 6 months left. And so I love this dog. I've had him for 14 years. It's still, I kind of separate reality from it. And so, but he went in, the chemo doesn't bother him, except it wipes him out usually for a day. But then someone tweeted me yesterday, did you see that? I retweeted him, and they were like, hey, you should just go ahead and put your dog down, put him out of his misery. And I was like, hey, mind your own business.
Yeah.
My dog is still loving life. Yesterday wasn't a great day just because anytime you have a needle put in you, it's not good. But like there's a periscope. He plays ball in the backyard like crazy, tons of energy. He's still great. Physically right now. But yeah, everybody asked. He had chemo yesterday. But just chemo affects animals differently, like their systems, because their systems are different. Like they eat poop and garbage, so they don't break down as easy. Maybe if we ate poop and garbage, our systems would. Like I started thinking about this last night. I was like, oh, well, if it works for them. But no, he's good. A lot of people ask. And so a lot of people ask, and they ask, and I know they're asking because they care. But it's always kind of weird. Like, how's the dog? And my answer now is just he's old. Because I don't want to go, you know, he's not great.
Yeah.
Because he is getting a little more frail. But if his quality of life is high, then we're good. It's just when he's not, then that's the difficult decision. It's when is it not? Because the doctor was basically like, I've never seen a dog not redevelop this cancer. It's his third cancer surgery. He's 14 years old. Like, it really sucks. But at this point, right now, I've just kind of separated reality from my reality. But a lot of people ask, and so right. That's, he's actually doing pretty good. He had second chemo of 5 every 3 weeks. He has chemo. And so, if, oh, he got so sick about 3 days. He ate something bad. Destroyed the carpet. Oh. I said, I don't know if he pooped up vomit or vomited up poop, but either way, it was everywhere. And it was like a big old pot. It was awful. And so, but you know what? You put drugs in a dog, they throw up sometimes because he has to take pills. But it was, I opened the door. It was like I walked into a brick wall. I was like, boom! Oh my goodness. Yeah, it was pretty bad. But I have I have zero res coming out today. It was that bad, I had to call them and be like, stat, I need you to get in.
They'll take care of it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I know he felt bad because he did it. And like, I wish he would just do it on the bathroom floor, on the hard floor out in the open. But he like goes and tries to hide in the back of the closet so he doesn't see. But anyway, not to bring everybody down, but I just wanted to update everybody because I get asked that a lot. So there is your update on my dog. Thank you, everybody, for asking. Like, I do mean that sincerely. It just is tough for me to talk about sometimes. I always love when people sue each other over songs because, I mean, you just have to listen and go, huh, yep, or yep, nope. So now Taylor Swift is being sued, according to TMZ. So shake it off. Three LW, which stands for Three Little Women. It was a R&B group back in the day. They're like, you stole our lyrics, so they want 20% of the song. Would you give them that for that? Play. 20% of the song. Amy?
No.
It does seem kind of frivolous. Ooh, yeah. Like, they're just grasping at something. Lunchbox, would you give them?
I would take it to the jury. I think the jury's going to see my side. I'm not giving them anything. I think they're just trying to get some money because they're broke now.
They may not even be suing. I don't even know if it's the girls. I bet you they didn't even write a song.
Oh.
I bet you it's the songwriters who are doing it. 'Cause the players gonna play, 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 play. I also go, no, I just don't think this is it. Words, too. Mm-hmm. Just words. It's not even a melody. Okay, how about this one? This is not one I've heard yet, but I hear it on the radio all the time. And I'm like, how are they not getting sued? So there's a song called Feel It Still from Portugal the Man, which I like a lot, right? So this is the song here. Kind of the jam.
Myself.
You guys heard this song?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me when it sounds like something to you, okay?
Just a little baby girl is in me. Am I coming out of left field? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks. I've been feeling it since 1966. Happy overnight.
Nothing?
I kind of hear it.
What?
Champagne?
No.
No.
That's what I hear.
No.
Get sued.
Guys, come on.
Yeah.
No.
That's definitely Pumped Up Kicks.
Oh, it does kind of sound. No, but here we go. When I hear this, I hear, ooh, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Oh, yeah. Please, now the postman,
look and see. Ray didn't give me the right part. Please, now the postman. Okay, I don't know what Ray gave me.
I performed that song in fifth grade.
But it goes, ooh, wait a minute, Mr. Postman. Do you hear that now?
Okay, yeah. I hear it, yeah.
But not really, because I've not heard anything about that song, but I'm like, oh, I just like it.
I hear more champagne, Lindsay L. Sue him up.
Lindsay and Walker just sue. Dun, dun. I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
How about this? What celebrity's attractive, but you just can't see it? Like, of your own sex. Like, we have to pick a dude. We're like, we just can't see it.
Lunchbox can't do that.
I'm out. I don't know this one.
Yeah, Lunchbox can't see anybody good looking.
Okay.
Or not good looking.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Like, because I can tell if dudes are good looking. Like, okay. I can see David Beckham and go, like, that's a good looking dude.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling. Ryan Reynolds. Anybody named Ryan. Basically all good looking. John Hamm, I don't get.
Okay, did you watch Mad Men?
No.
Then that's why. It's probably mostly based on his character in Mad Men.
There was John Hamm. Yeah. I see. He's a fine-looking guy, but I don't get the, wow, he's so hot.
Mm-hmm. It's like y'all say with us girls, like we all think Sarah Jessica Parker is like so hot and awesome, and I think a lot of us are drawn to her characters. I mean, I think she's really pretty too, but y'all are always like, I don't really get it.
Yeah, I've never been super attracted to Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, no, me
oh,
either.
Oh, no, the horse?
Nah. Okay.
That's rude. Too far.
That's too far. That's why you're now been you have been eliminated from the segment. Thank you. Microphone's down.
One word.
No, microphone's down. That's a rude thing to say about somebody.
Yeah.
Amy?
Well, who are y'all into that I just don't see it? I think most people are really pretty.
Fair enough. There you go. Eddie?
I'm going Channing Tatum. That guy's not good.
Are you blind?
What do you call him?
Channing Tatum.
Channing?
It's a soft C-H.
No, it's not.
It's
not
Channing.
It's
hard.
Like Dick Cheney.
It's like cheddar.
It's like it's what?
It's a what?
Okay.
He said what is it? Hard.
It's Channing.
Channing.
Not Shannon.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not.
Channing Tatum. Not hot.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
Nah, like, overrated.
Bobby, what do you think about
it? You know,
I know you can tell.
He's ripped up. I think that would be the reason. I don't think
his face looks like any other dude.
Have you seen Step Up to the Streets?
But again, don't start assigning a character to him.
That's how we see celebrities.
I see David Beckham, which is a good looking dude.
He's a good looking dude. Brad Pitt.
Technically, he's not an actor. He's like a
Brad Pitt
sucker star.
No, it doesn't matter. I'd say actor. What celebrity? Okay, celebrity. True. Lunchbox has been kicked off. That's a really rude thing to say. Like,
man, it didn't mean to come out.
Yes, it did.
No.
You said it.
No, I know, but I'm saying
like she's not listening. But I think you should apologize.
Look. When you said the name, that's the first thing that
I think you should apologize.
My bad, Sarah Jessica Parker.
You can't even say her name.
That's her name, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes, say it again.
My bad.
I'm really. You shouldn't talk about anybody like that.
And that's your apology, my bad.
You shouldn't talk about anybody like that.
Yeah, this is a lesson here for
Sarah Jessica Parker. My bad. If this gets back to you, hopefully you'll hear the apology.
My bad. That's not an apology.
What do you mean? Hear the
say,
apology.
I'm sorry for this.
Sarah Jessica Parker, I'm sorry for calling you the horse. I shouldn't have said that when Amy said your name.
Shouldn't call people.
Well, you're interrupting my apology. What do you want me to?
I'm trying to prove a point to you. What if someone decided to like call your wife a name and compare her to an animal?
Hey, that's fine. That's their opinion.
Okay.
That's not true.
Not fine.
You would be ticked.
No, guys. I don't get mad if you talk about my wife.
All right, go Bones. Go for it.
Cool.
He gave you the green light.
My wife's not
Bobby
a celebrity, though.
Do that.
My wife's not a celebrity.
Okay.
All right.
It was just an
I tried to apologize.
It was a hypothetical
now you guys are.
Okay. I'm done.
Scenario.
I'm done with this guy.
I'm sorry.
But I think there's something to learn here. You shouldn't do that.
Yeah, that was bad judgment on my part.
Okay.
Dang it.
Did you learn something?
Yeah, I learned that I shouldn't say that.
The thing is, he's not just a total jerk. Like, he didn't want to talk about this, but he is now, I got another year, they asked him to come back to Kid Power and volunteer again. So I think he plays this character where he wants to be this real terrible, but really does, like, nice things, too. Like, he volunteers and mentors kids.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do? What would you do if one of your kids was listening to that and you called another person that?
I mean,
like, one of the kids you're mentoring was listening and they were like, oh, Lunchbox, we heard you call another person and compare them to an animal.
I'd be like, well, I probably shouldn't have done that.
Exactly.
But we all talk about, like, celebrities. You talking about calling someone not hot. That's rude, isn't it?
I didn't compare them to an animal.
But you still judge them.
It's just their opinion. They're not attracted to them. Yeah.
That was my opinion, too.
Okay. Why are you still arguing for it? Just take
you apologize, and now you're...
I know, but then I get defensive because I'm like,
I'm done. Whoa! The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So there's a list that came out of the top movies to watch while you're on a flight. I know you have certain songs that you always listen to, right?
No, I just played like music and go to sleep.
Oh, I thought you go through phases.
Bubble bath.
Like,
I have bubble bath songs, but I don't have flight songs.
Do you have flight movies?
You have bubble bath songs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I listen
he does.
To Enya, REM.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't do bubble baths a lot, but when I do, I do it right.
Okay.
Who can say when they ask for?
And what do you do? Just close your eyes and.
No, but I do set the mood when it's bubble bath time, and it's not always bubble bath time. But when it's bubble bath time, you have to take it in. You don't get a lot of time nowadays.
Okay.
You sit down.
No, I know the song.
Here's the thing about bubble baths. It's tough for a guy. Because
why?
Because the water has to be the perfect temperature because of the male genitalia. Because it's weird.
What are you talking about?
Because
right
you want it hot, but it's hard to. It's like
but
an
it can't
ice
be
bath.
Too hot?
Yes, because you're like, ow.
and you can't get in. That's why. It's the real truth.
Okay.
Okay.
You don't take the bubble baths?
No, I don't take bubble baths.
You ever take ice baths?
Yeah, once.
Same thing. That's why it's hard. It's like, okay. Why? It hurts. They need to invent something that could cover that, and you could still get in and fix your like muscles.
Yeah.
Because I would, that's a good invention. Like, I'm being serious. Yeah. If they could cover that part of your body and like insulate it, I would get in an ice bath. And like, because I'm injured. Like, I hurt my shoulder yesterday. No, 2 days ago. Boxing. But I want to get an ice bath because I don't want to deal with that part of it.
Hmm. Okay. Well, what do all these other people like? Dirk Spentley takes the
They're
ice
just
bath
manly.
Like,
they deal with it. They just deal with the frozen weenie and go for it. I'm not doing that. So, okay. What was your question? Something about a movie?
If you're traveling, if you got some travel coming up, the top movies to watch on a flight.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, in at number 3 was Meet the Parents.
Okay.
And number 2, The Hangover. And number 1, Bridesmaids.
What made this list happen? Like, why is this?
I don't know. I guess these are movies that are not going to make you cry on a flight.
Okay. I get embarrassed watching things on flights where there's, like, nudity.
Oh.
Like, I'll watch Game of Thrones sometimes when it was... But I'm caught up. And I'll be like, oh, I've turned my computer all the way to the side. And so not only am I blocking people from seeing what's happening on my screen, they think I'm watching something way worse because I'm shielding the screen. So it's just not a... So I get it. Maybe
have you ever cried while watching something on a flight or read a book?
Yeah, absolutely. When I read Marley and Me the first time, I cried like a baby. And I just felt so stupid because the person next to me was like, oh, what's happening in your life? And I didn't want to talk because I was just like... Well, if I get into that emotional cry, I do this thing where I can't talk or control. Where I'm like, I just, and I bite my lip, and I can't control it. And so I was doing that as I was reading Marley and Me, way before the movie. I was way cool. But yeah, that's it.
Okay, well, since we're talking about crying, I'm moving to my second story.
Go ahead.
Because there's a study that's saying that on average, women cry 6 times a month, and men cry half of that, about 3 times a month. And I'm like,
You're way more than 6, but I feel like that's a week.
It's on average. I'm on the higher end, but I mean,
I do think that you have a lot going on right now with your kids not coming over. I just, you know, I think you're at a time right now where it's just you're sensitive. Like even today, I can feel you're a little sensitive.
What?
So I kind of backed off a bit.
When?
There a couple times.
No,
today.
I have something going on where I think something crawled into my ear.
But I knew something was going on. I don't know what it is. I didn't know you had a wasp in your brain.
I don't know if it died and now, or no, it's alive and now it's trying to come out of my forehead.
It's moving right now.
Amy, you're the weirdest human. Like, I'm thinking that she's struggling because of her kids
That's
this morning.
Not it. You're
but
way
no,
off.
Apparently,
do
an
you,
inchworm has crawled
see
into her ear.
It's like mound forming on my forehead. It's growing by the minute.
It looks like a zit.
No, that's not it. I've tried to, like, do all the
it's
things.
It's burrowing out of your head.
But also, it's causing nerve damage all through my
brain. Oh, my goodness. Oh, you are a nut.
Because a couple things.
I've already been Googling brain doctors.
I've been talking to Amy twice today. I've talked to her. She's completely ignored me. And she didn't have headphones in. And then on the air, I've asked her a couple things. She hasn't responded. And then she's like, hit the microphone. Yeah. Like, the microphone's in the same spot every day. And she's like, coming on the air going, hitting it. I'm like, there's a microphone there. So something's up.
Well, I don't know what... Yeah, I don't know if it's something that's crawled in my ear and it's causing eye, ear, and brain malfunction.
You've literally been Googling brain.
Yeah, and I've already texted our friend that's our doctor, and I was like, I think I'm dying.
You think something crawled under your ear?
I don't know what it is, but like if I pull my hair right here...
Oh, I see it. I see it.
What?
Did you see that
like
worm?
It's like nerve damage. Something's in here, and I pull it. Like if I pull my hair right here, it's fine. If I pull it right here, oh...
It's probably something. I don't think something crawled in your ear, though.
Yeah, you don't know.
I don't know. You're right. And neither do you. So stop it.
That's like Ratatouille.
He saw that I was
What is it?
It's like Ratatouille. The rat pulls the chef's hair, and that's how he controls his body.
Oh.
Wait, you thought I was sensitive today?
Yeah, and I was being delicate with you because I knew something was up. I didn't know that you had some sort of
it's weird.
Creature.
I don't know. If that's it, that could be it. Or otherwise, I don't know what it is. It's like, it forms a triangle, though.
Anthony Kiedis from the Chili Peppers and his book. You ever read his book, Lunchbox?
No.
It's really good. So he goes, they go on this trip into the rainforest, and this huge bug crawls in his ear, and he feels it all up in his head and his face. And he's like,
why are you telling this story?
He thought
right
he was going to die. Like, he thought he was going to die. He was like, he felt it crawling around. And then, He was like, I couldn't take it anymore, so he took some like pills when I went to sleep. And he said he woke up and he felt, and he crawled out and he saw it crawl out of his ear.
What was it?
What?
It was some kind of weird Himalayan bug or
stop.
Something. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh. Yeah. So you think that's what Amy has?
I don't know, you guys. I haven't been there.
So anyway, Bridesmaids is the number one movie to watch on a plane.
Yeah, that's so weird.
No, I went into the crying story.
Okay, go ahead.
So crying. I mean, and men, you shouldn't be ashamed to ever cry in public.
I'm embarrassed to cry in front of people. I've cried a couple times because of my dog.
That's understandable.
But other than that, it's been a minute.
Alone or with people?
Oh, no one sees me cry.
I didn't know if like Lindsay or...
No. Nope. Alone.
Not you. Tough
I
as
cry
nails.
Alone. I'm not tough as nails,
well,
but
then
I don't.
What's the deal? Why won't you cry with people? Why not share that?
Why would I want to share that? That's like farting on someone. Like it's natural.
No, it's
that's
not.
Funny.
You
that's
can,
funny.
Like, hug
it's natural,
and, like,
but I don't feel like
she's cried
to see
about
it.
You've cried about it. Y'all can cry. You never mind.
I'm good. No crying.
Sometimes a good crying sesh together is good.
No way. Does your husband ever cry with you?
No.
Has he ever?
No.
Okay, then.
Yeah, that doesn't really
but,
happen.
Like, my sister and I have cried together.
Okay,
it's
but
great.
I'm not your sister.
Okay. No, you're not.
Go ahead.
Great point.
Go ahead. What else?
Me. So, you know that song, 8675309?
Tommy Two-Tone, right?
Yeah. Well, it was, like, it's no longer the most successful phone number.
What do you mean most successful?
Like, in the Hot 100.
Oh, you mean
like
a song.
Like, when it comes to, like, think of all the songs that have, like, phone numbers in it, probably a lot of different ones that we
I only
know
two. I know that one and Mike Jones.
What's that one?
When Mike Jones, I don't remember anymore. 210-502. You know, remember Mike Jones?
Yes.
Yeah, Mike Jones.
Well, there's also, you know, like, 911 by Wyclef.
Okay.
But
what's the,
just kidding.
Is the new one Logic?
The new one that has taken over, it's now the highest charting phone number by Logic. It's called 1-800-273-8255.
It's like a suicide prevention hotline, I think, or something like that. It's a serious thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know this song.
Yeah.
Why didn't nobody tell me that before I told the story?
I don't know what stories you're going to talk about.
I thought it was just some Logic person I'd never heard of.
No.
But now that you say that, I do know this song, and this is amazing, and I'm so thankful it surpassed. Yes, I know it. Hit the clip.
I want you to be alive. I want you to be alive.
Yeah, it's like a real deal.
Yes, okay.
The phone number is the name of the song, so you can see it and call.
Yeah. Love it. Makes sense now. I guess that's why it took over Ginny. Oh, which tip?
Yes.
For a good reason.
Remember my tip for if you're at the grocery store and you forget your checkout card, like if you've got like a Kroger card or whatever, and sometimes they're like, you can type in your phone number, you can type in the area code of where you are or whatever, and then type in 8675309. You'll get your discount.
We used to call that all the time, prank it.
What was it?
Jenny. We bagged you Jenny there? Like, we really would. Like, it was so stupid.
And that is so funny.
Do it. Is your phone on?
Give me a phone. Here, I'll call it right now.
We can't do it with their voice on the air. But I always wanted to do a segment called, because you can't legally do a prank call. Period. You can't record someone without them knowing it. Like, you just legally can't.
Right.
So if you hear one, whatever. But, so I was wanting to do something called half pranks, where you could only hear our side of the prank call.
And not know what they're
saying.
But
you just figure it out, because that's the only legal way you could do it.
Oh, I have one. You want me to call it? Okay.
Yeah,
what am I going to prank? I know.
But who would get that number? If they answer, just ask if Jenny's there.
It's saying my call might be monitored and reported.
Oh, it's Jenny then for sure. What is it? Yeah, half prank calls suck.
Wait, it's a plumber.
Oh, it is?
Hold, please. Press one.
It's a plumber.
When they answer, just ask if Jenny's working today. Amy's on the cell right now. Hold it to her.
They're going to monitor and record me.
Cool. Just say, hey, is Jenny working today?
Is it a real plumber?
Yeah.
Imagine if you got this.
Go ahead. Just make sure their voice isn't on the air. It's called a half prank call. Trying it for the first time. Experimental radio.
Oh, is Adam there?
Adam? No, Jenny. Who's from the song.
Who's Adam?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Adam's wiener.
No, what? You missed the point of the whole bit.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, I was just asking Jenny.
Are they still on?
I was doing my prank call from when I was a kid.
Adam's wiener.
I call, it's the last name in the phone book, Zwiener is.
No,
and I would call and
Amy,
be like, is Adam there?
Amy, the
and
whole point
Adam
to call
who?
That number was just, what?
Go,
you gotta be
Adam's
kidding
wiener.
Me. What is happening?
She just blew the experiment.
She just blew the whole thing.
What are you supposed to say? But I called Benjamin Franklin.
She went rogue on the Juby prank.
Is your refrigerator running? What's wrong with you?
I thought we were supposed to just do whatever we wanted.
You called the Ginny number. We're supposed to ask for Ginny.
But it wasn't Ginny. It was Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Is Ginny working today?
Why did you go rogue?
Why did you?
I didn't
okay,
know.
Are we done?
No.
Yeah, we are. We're done.
No, there's one more story.
Man. Go ahead, quickly.
98 Degrees is coming out with a Christmas album.
Okay, thanks, Amy.
Sweet.
Bye.
All right.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
This is the Bobby Bones
Show.
So I made a list, most underrated artists in country music. They can still be rated high, but I still feel they're underrated. Number 10, Brandi Clark.
Since you've gone to heaven.
Number 9, Craig Campbell.
Lord, when I die.
Number 8, Luke Bryan.
Sweet girl, shake it for me.
Number 7, Charlie Worsham.
L-O-V-E. You got a melody, make them hear it. Shout it out.
And now time for number 6. And so for me, man, the list gets tougher as you go up because it's like, what is underrated? Except for my list. That's all it is. And number 6, and why we do this list is so you check out their music. I'm like, man, these people should be recognized a little further. Number 6, most underrated artist list is a country singer by the name of Cody Johnson.
Oh, with you, I am strong as an oak, soft like leather, high as a pine, light as a feather. The same old boy, but a whole lot better. Whenever you're holding my hand, I used to.
Do you love your traditional? And man, is he. And he's a really good singer.
But you belong where the four winds blow, out where the untamed Mustang roam like a sweet song.
This reminds me of you driving your Bronco, Amy, back in the day.
Yeah.
This is what you'd be listening to. So number 6 is Cody Johnson.
Cause she's over buckles, she's over spurs to her.
Like straight up cowboy. So check him out. Name's Cody Johnson. We'll put the list up if you want to check all of them out. Number 6 on our most underrated artist lists. Tomorrow we get in the top 5. I wonder who number 1's going to be. The Raging Idiots, maybe?
Oh, yes. Huh?
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Going to go, but thank you for being here. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. I'll be doing a Bobby cast tonight with the big-time TV producer who does all the CMA Awards and... So it's like behind the scenes of how those shows happen. His name's Robert Deaton. So that happens tonight at my house. There's also one with the DEA agents from Narcos. There's just a lot of songwriters and behind the scenes. The Narcos one's a little odd, a little to the side.
Yeah, but I love it. Really good.
Yeah, but it's really good. I had to bend the rule because, I mean, this podcast, the Bobbycast, is like 2 million followers now, which I can't believe. But... I had to put the Narcos guys on because I was like, come on. They probably wrote a song in their life at some point. We never got to
Did
it.
Did they?
I don't know. I've been holding them to ask them that out. Search Bobbycast, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Find something you like. Hopefully you give it a shot. We'll see you guys on tomorrow's show. You can listen back to today's Bobby Bones show. Hear Amy's kids. They sent her some messages.
So cute.
Yeah, very cute. Frustrating that they're not here.
Yeah, that part's very hard cute. For sure, but it's okay.
We'll see you guys on Wednesday's show. As always, appreciate you.
Yo!
Bye-bye.
Get your Bobby Bones on.